Just because of what we've seen on tape, that it's when you put on what they did to Pittsburgh on that Thursday night game. I mean, that was a dominant performance in all phases. So it's the film doesn't lie. I mean, it was easy to say that about Pittsburgh back when it was the opener. You know, but Baltimore's obviously looking to get back from where they were. You know, from the Super Bowl, they took a step backwards last year. But you just look at since 2008, since John took over, I mean, you could argue that I don't know if there's a franchise that's had more success, multiple AFC Championship games, Super Bowl win. I mean, the success, it speaks for itself. Obviously, they're trying to get back to that, and that it didn't show up in Week One, but certainly did last week. I do, and it's primarily on the offensive side. I think they're believing in that system. They're executing it well. It's easy for us to see because it's very similar to what we do, as we know. And defensively, not much has changed. I mean, that's a prideful, competitive group that makes you earn everything. I would say that's the strength of their team. But I think you see the difference in the quarterback, especially last week. Much more decisive, not holding on to the ball as long. And they made a commitment to run the football. Well, I think the addition of Steve Smith, I think, has really been a catalyst for them. Just a leader on and off the field, very emotional. Is just a ball of energy, and that's, you know, it's important. Sometimes you're just missing that one piece. I mean, he seems to be that guy for them. Having been around Flacco, Flacco is not that type of fiery personality. I mean, I hate to play poker against Joe. I mean, he's same look all the time. But they've made some subtle changes. I think the offensive line, they've upgraded, and Pierce is a good back. So it's an improved offense from a year ago. It is more difficult. I think you have to when a team is committed to running the football and they do some things formation wise that can force you to heavy up against it, and that's something that. That we have to take into account, plus just kind of the early weather forecast. It might not be the greatest day. When we talked about being all weather, it might get tested early. I know they're calling for some rain, and I know it's early in the week. That Cleveland weather can, you know, don't like the forecast. Wait 10 minutes, but it's something that we have to take into account. I think it could turn into one of those games where we have to stop the run. Yeah, those guys aren't. I mean, I think Jimmy Graham is in a class by himself. But those guys are good players. Owen Daniels has been around this league for a long time. Knows the system inside and out. Knows how to get open. Great catch radius. Makes a lot of plays. And then Pitta obviously has a very good relationship with Flacco. I think there's good chemistry there. A lot of targets go his way. And he's a guy that. You know, I'd put him up there among the premier tight ends in the league. I think he's very underrated, but there's definitely that connection with him in the quarter. Well, it wasn't a surprise because I know John. I've been on the other side of it. Was with him that one year, and he is to me as good a coach as there is during the game week as well. It's not just you get some guys that excel on game day, but I think John always has a plan, very organized, great messages to the team, very pointed. And he's surrounded by a pretty good staff, and that's a mature football team. So I think it's easy to kind of from the outside to see that the swirling distractions. But when you're inside and you're preparing, especially on a short week where everything's condensed, you don't have much choice to think about anything else but that opponent, that game plan. It didn't shock me at all that they were able to have that mentality and come out and play well. Yeah, cautiously optimistic. He was able to move around. We weren't in pads. Today will be a better test. Just a little bit of contact to see how he responds. They improved, but they're still, I think, along with everybody else, add them to the list of a lot of work to do. But it's encouraging and I think it's good for both of them. To have each other kind of going through the same thing, rookie backs having to prepare for it, life in the NFL, that it's not just one guy kind of surrounded by all these vets. It's two guys going through it. So, and they're close. I mean, I know that they can rely on each other some, and And Wilbert does an outstanding job with him, and I think Kyle's done, you know, has been smart with, hey, let's not, these are rookie backs, let's not put too much on their plate, that you have to sculpt your plan based on who you have out there. And sometimes if you have to tailor it to what they know and what we know they can truly perform, and I think that's important. But those guys are ahead of schedule, they're making progress, but they still have a long way to go. It was just something that was Tapes' call, that he wanted to handle it that way. We knew there was a reasonable chance we were going to get a lot of touchbacks with his big leg, and it was a situation where Marlon had done it for us in the preseason, and did it well. And given where we are at wide receiver, that Travis's role is probably a little bit bigger this year than maybe it has been before. And we didn't feel there was that big of a drop off, and that was the reason we went that way. Yeah, I mean, we wanted to bring guys in, and we talked about the play like a Brown, and a lot of attention goes to Whitner and to Dansby, but Hawk's right up there with those other guys. He's not a real vocal leader, but when he feels the need to speak up, he'll do it, and guys listen because there's that respect for him. For the circumstances that he's had to overcome to get to where he is now, there's a lot of respect for him, and there's a lot of respect for the way he approaches his craft, the weight room, the meeting room, the practice field, and it obviously carries over to the games. There is, and we've talked about it, that it's as we move along, there might be some days off during the week if we feel necessary. We feel it's necessary for him. And sometimes it's a matter of saving him from himself. We talked about this in training camp, that he goes so hard that the offensive staff, particularly Mike McDaniel, they have to do a good job just kind of monitoring his reps and seeing what his daily workload is. Because you're right, it is difficult for a guy that's built like that and is as fearless as he is and goes as hard as he does, that is a potential issue. Or I think you need that depth to make it through a season, as we've already shown, that you need guys to step up. But it's a good problem to have. I mean, we have some quality D linemen, not the flashiest group in the league, but it's there's quality there and there's depth. It could, and he was solid, nothing spectacular. I think it was typical of a guy coming off of a long layoff, and I think we were pretty smart with it. But with the group, the depth of the group and the quality I just talked about, we can be in a mode of kind of feeding the hot hand. If guys playing well, continue to play them. And I know Anthony Weaver does a real good job and is very mindful as the game goes on of who's playing well and the guys' rep counts.